This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
There's a question on the YouTube that just came a couple of minutes back. Zit Mondal. I am Zit. I am a Hindu. I now believe in Allah 100%. But due to various problems, I cannot reveal it. If I die in this situation, will God give me paradise? From Bangladesh. Zit Mondal, he says on the YouTube, it's a life question. I'm a Hindu. I believe in Allah 100%. He's not saying 90%, 99%. He believes in Allah 100%. But he cannot reveal it. He cannot tell to the public. He cannot tell to the world. If he dies in this situation, will he go to paradise? The point to be noted, Brother Zit, is that if you believe in Allah and if you agree that Prophet Muhammad is the last and final messenger, you don't have to proclaim. Proclaiming is better, but if you fear that your life is in danger or maybe the people around you will not like it or there may be problem in your life or there may be difficulty with your parents, etc. So proclaiming to the world is not compulsory. It is between you and Allah. So if you believe in Allah and you tell to Allah in your own language. You don't have to say in public, you don't have to say on the YouTube, you don't have to say to your friends. If you tell to Allah that I bear witness, that there is no God but Allah, and you bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is a messenger, you become a Muslim. To become a Muslim, you don't require any witnesses. You alone, between you and Allah, you can proclaim it. Yes, when you proclaim it, when you make it public, it becomes easier to practice, but it's not compulsory. So if you fear that there is a situation where your life may be in danger if you proclaim it, or it's not very convenient, I would say, Brother Zit, you only tell it to Allah, between you and Allah. You bear witness that there's no God but Allah, and you bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, you become a Muslim. And if you die in this state, you'll go to Jannah. And once you say this, all your previous sins are forgiven, Brother Zit. The moment you proclaim that there is no God but Allah and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger, the moment you become Muslim, all your previous sins are forgiven. You are as though newborn. But from that day, you have to start practicing slowly, slowly. See to it that now Tawheed is there with you. See to it you stop the wrong practices about idol worship. And of course, if you believe in Allah, it's 100%, you stop the idol worship. You start praying. You don't have to pray if you know if your life is in danger, you can pray alone in your room. See to it you pray 5 times. There are videos available. Today the world is a global village. You can go on the net and you can find all the information. There are centers which are there for reverts. You can log into any of the centers, ask questions. People will be willing to help you in different parts of the world. So now everything is a global village. You don't have to proclaim if you think it's dangerous or it's inconvenient. No problem. But you agree there's one God. Since you believe, you give the Shahada between you and Allah. And I'd like to congratulate you for accepting this beautiful faith of Islam. And inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannat al-Firdaus. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He make you a better practicing Muslim and see to it that when time permits you later on, when you can proclaim, you will convey this message to your relatives, to your parents, to your family members, to your friends. And inshallah Allah will give you the highest reward in Jannah.